Yes, I like it to laugh. Yeah. I like having fun to meet people who laugh. Woo! Good morning! Happy Halloween! Let's do the bird! Let's do the bird! Let's do the bird! Let's do the bird! Let's do the bird. Let's fly! Woo! Welcome to a very special Office Hours Halloween Spackatooka Spook Attackatooka Tooka Spook Attackatooka Spook Spook Spookatacular! Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being with us today. I am Tim the Bird, the Parrot. I parrot all the liberal talking points. I'm a puppet. I'm a puppet of George Soros joining you today. With me, as always, is... He's going to chew the fat with us from Star... Let's not Star Wars, let's Star Wars with... Papa Dot, Mr. Duke, Dip, Dip, Stripply, Dip, Step, Stip, Stickety, Dap, Dop, Duke, Dinters, Dip, Now, and the Boost, and the Bap, and the Star Wars, Millennium Falcon's co-pilot, the boy from Ewok, Mr. Chubadoobadakadak, Mr. Chubadoobadakadigdang, Doug Pound. Chubadoobadip, dip, dip, dang, Doug Pound. and from the street named after my second favorite bagel. From the street named after my second favorite bagel, that's sesame. We got that. Nah, we ain't got no Big Bird. That's me representing Big Bird. I'm talking about the cook, the duck, the miggity wook. Not the wook, but the cook.
Now what's
miggity bick? Steam cheeseburger. Holy moly.
Hi, Daddy. Hello, baby.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for being here. It is an honor.
Tim.
Yes, sir.
Your favorite bagel is a burger? Vic?
A burger?
Wait, what?
No, Sesame Street, Dodo.
Oh, I thought it was Burger's Bagels.
Heck no. I'm talking about, if I'm going order of kind of bagels, I like Poppy, then see Sesame.
Poppy first is kind of gross.
What? Why?
Sesame is what you want. You get the toasted sesame.
Wait, Poppy, you know what? Don't fucking judge me for the kind of bagel I like.
Sesame is way down the list, but Poppy's up top.
Poppy up top. Thank you.
You don't do everything?
Yeah, that's because
that's fine. Everything's fine.
You get your money's worth.
Everything's fine.
I take umbrage with everything.
Hey! Everything's fine. Okay. Everything's fine. Let's enjoy the show for once. Let's have a fun show. I can't see anything. Matt, is anybody watching?
Yeah, we got costumes in the Zoom.
That's terrific.
Should we check in with one?
Yeah, I can't see them, but let's try. Let's
take a look. Speak up, Logan.
Logan.
That's a good one.
Logan.
Say something, Logan.
From the X-Men, Logan. Right? Logan? Is that a
hello?
Logan?
Logan, you gotta speak.
Hello?
Sorry, hello.
Hello, Dolly.
Give me a nyuk. Make some noise.
Nyuk. Nyuk, nyuk, nyuk.
I can only see his name. I can't see his,
Oh, you know what? I think I gotta change something on my side. Whoops. Oh.
Anyways, it is good to be here. Thanks to
enjoy the show.
Thank you. Any newbies today? I know we had a tremendous.
Try again, Logan.
Oh, okay.
Hello,
Logan. Can't see anybody. It's like looking into the...
I know, there's something going on with a guest coming up later. Did some kind of...
we'll do a Halloween spooky sounds montage for everybody as you figure out what the hell's going on. That's weird because we just had our intern up on the screen not too long ago.
Yeah, we... Sorry.
Yellowish pigment found in bile.
All right, very good. Thank you. I want to welcome all the new members or new viewers. that came into the fold over the past week since my stand-up special exploded onto the market last Friday. And it is a wonderful experience to have so many people respond positively to something that I worked so hard on and is so objectively wonderful.
Thank you, Tim.
People are just raving about it. And it's been an honor to provide you continually throughout this wonderful year, a year of such great opportunities for people. Great, beautiful year.
Are you a comedian?
I love you, Daddy.
We continually, week after week, month after month, throughout the entire year, have done nothing but provide you with light, fun, great entertainment constantly, week in, week out. Whether it's Office Hours, Beef House, the Fear of Death album that now people are saying is going to win Album of the Year, my stand-up special, and Moonbase 8 coming out next week. So we're just honored to be able to provide that kind of service for you. We have a huge show today. Kurt Vile will be calling in. We've got the Bob Baker Marionettes who have prepared a special puppet show for us.
Tim.
This guy was fucking good.
Yeah, who? What was that, sir?
Tim Heidecker, yeah.
Yeah? What about him?
What a funny guy.
Oh, thank you. Is this Howard Stern on the phone?
Hysterical.
What? Do you watch the stand-up special?
Tim Heidecker, yes. Very funny guy. Yeah.
Thank you. That's true.
Yeah, it was fucking good.
Yeah. Well, I...
Really?
I know. I'm surprised. You know, some people don't get that kind of humor, but sir, you're one of my, inspirations growing up, and it's a blessing and a real honor to have your...
Not funny.
What's that?
Well, I've been told I'm not funny.
That's true. A lot of people do not find my antics humorous.
Tim Heidecker, question very for funny you. Guy. All right. Hysterical.
Thank you.
Anyway, the hour-long special is called An Evening. Evening.
Very good.
Evening.
I'm going to... You know what? I'm
going to... All right. Logan,
gonna
try away. Again. Say something. I think we can bring you up now.
All right. Thank you.
Yes, hello.
There we go. Here's Logan.
All right. Right on.
Oh, look at that. Oh, it is... Hi, everybody. That's me. It's your old friend,
good
Tim Heidecker.
Guys.
We shall take the parrot head off.
Great costume, Logan.
Come on.
That.
I'll tell you what. I got to go to a...
Is Logan a finalist? I think maybe.
I got to go to a Jimmy Buffett concert with this thing, don't you think, guys? Hey, look at that—the Three Stooges. Now, the guys and I were talking about what we were going to do for this Halloween spectacular, and the first idea that came from Doug was the Three Stooges. We should dress up as the Three Stooges. Another idea that got passed around, lobbed around, was that we would dress up like people from the Tim Pool show. That we'd have a Krigler and then the new Krigler. Have you seen this? The Tim Pool show has a new Krigler.
Or just all Kriglers.
Or all Kriglers. And then Doug said, you know what? Why don't I just... There's this costume shop in Glendale where like you can rent the real deal stuff. I'll go and I will use my creativity to find the costumes that I think will be good for the show.
Come on!
And he came back with a big miss because... You know,
well, the shop was closed.
Oh my God! You know, the plugs on Chewbacca are a problem. Doug. I think you've got the only way to sell that is if you lean back. Because
I had to go to a different shop. Uh-huh. Plan B. Chewbacca's got some cool bangs, though.
Chewbacca looks like he's not been going well for him, and he's been
using
on
good shampoo.
No, he looks like Chris Gaines.
It looks like he only takes care of the bangs. Everything else is just left to go, all matted.
Well, anyways.
Chewbacca's kind of a...
What other... friend there, the Three Stooges friend, is is definitely a contender for the costume contest winner today. Do we have anybody else that's even in the running, Matt?
Let's talk to Olaf.
Olaf.
Hello,
Olaf. How you doing, mate?
Hey, what's up, y'all? How's it going?
Yeah, it's going okay. You're dressed up as a sort of stock banana.
Yeah, I'm pretty stock banana. This costume's been through some shit also.
Sounds like Dole.
It's an impression of Bob Dole.
No, Cole Cush's Dole.
Oh, right. That's right. Uh-huh. I was making a joke about a pun about... I was thinking maybe I could make my beak work.
Oh, I think that looks great.
That could be a way to go. What do you think? You can't see, but...
I think it works.
Can you get a good squawk with that? Oh, that's a great squawk.
You know, I actually have parrots in my
on my property. Vic knows because he's
I take care of them. That's part of my job here.
Caretaker of the of the wild birds. You're attacked by a hawk. A hawk came in and went for that afro. Thought there might be some bugs in there or something.
Or make a nest out of it.
Yeah.
I like that close up. You can zoom in to Chewie's.
Get into Chewie.
Pinky Monster's mouth.
Great big bulldog.
Olaf, do you have some music for us you'd like to play?
I can't. Do you want me to play you something spooky? I can try.
Okay.
I can give it a shot. Wait, hold on.
Ooh.
Can I drink my coffee with this beak though? Thank you very much, Olaf. Beautiful music.
Should we see some more costumes?
One more costume, and then we'll get into the meat of the show.
All right. Cammy? How do you pronounce that?
Cammy.
Okay, Cammy.
Hi.
Cammy, what the hell? Are you dressed up as someone from Reno 911, or what's going on?
I'm trying to be Bernie Lomax, waking up Bernie.
I'm just so happy that you are entertaining yourself.
I am.
You seem to enjoy your spirit here. Good for you.
Thanks.
Didn't worry about the hair. You kind of went.
I have to buy a wig.
You do at some point. Do you have any Halloween plans?
No, I don't want to get sick. So I'm just
I like that you have the monitor, you have the show behind you, you've got a whole tech rig back there going on. You're very
look at that fancy.
Connected. Is that should I ask? That's a fake nose, right? Or no?
No, that's my
Oh Jesus. I was almost going to stop myself, but there's something there's something about the lighting of the sunglasses. There's a shadow you see what I mean, guys?
It's
I thought
too.
It was attached to the glasses.
Much.
Yeah, I thought it was one of those Harpo Groucho Marx deals.
I'll
probably vote for Bernie.
No, fake mustaches don't help people with big noses.
You have a lovely nose. God bless you.
No, I don't, but that's cool.
Look at this beak. I mean, come on. We're talking about beaks. Hallelujah. Good Lord.
I can see nothing.
Well, I know. We know, Doug. You have every... You could take that silly mask off if you want at any point. No one's going to judge you. I just don't want to hear you complaining about not being able to see. It was your own choice. No. City of the day. City of the day.
City of the day.
I couldn't find the cat one.
Oh, yeah. By the way, producer Matt is getting a spanking. He's getting a spanking after the show because suddenly he's running the social. Anybody interacting with the Office Hours account, whether it be Twitter or Instagram or whatever, there should be a big warning on there. Just like when you try to click through to the New York Post story about Hunter Biden. There it is. Big warning. If you interact with this account, you're not speaking with Tim Heidecker. You're speaking with the producer, Matt. Producer Matt went ahead and began the kitty of the day.
He didn't ask you about that.
He did not bring it up, but we have ample opportunities to bring these ideas up in our various meetings we have. Suddenly, it's just he's out on the range. He's gone. What's the word for it? He's gone rogue, like Sarah Palin. He's gone rogue. He's
doing Rogue One. Star Wars Rogue One.
He can go his own way.
That was a fan demand. Fans demand.
Well, I don't listen to the fans. You know, my whole career, I've said, thank you for your support. Thank you for enjoying my work. But I'm not doing any kind of focus group polling, testing.
Can somebody make a parrot of the day version of that? Send it to me and I'll play it by the end of the show.
All right.
Kitty of the day is a huge hit on social. Everyone loves it.
The kitty of the day?
Everyone loves huge it. Hits. Lots of likes.
Everyone, sure. Nine likes. Speaking of nine lives, more like nine likes.
Right.
All right. Just because I sing a song doesn't mean we have to then hear the song.
Yes, we do. Yes, that's how it works here.
Now I got Now I got Lindsay Buckingham on my line. I'm sorry, Lindsay. We'll send over the rights. We'll send over the license agreement. I got killed the other day because I brought up Lindsay Buckingham, and I feel bad for him because he got shafted out of the Fleetwood Mac. But then everybody was writing me saying that he's a bad guy and he was a piece of shit to Stevie Nicks. And he was a total pain in the ass.
Like violence?
Well, there was some. They say there was some violence back in the cocaine 80s.
Well, he's got a palace. He's got a fountain. What else does he need?
I don't get it. Well, talk to me. Walk me through that one, Doug.
Buckingham Palace.
Uh huh.
And Buckingham Fountain in Chicago.
Okay. Boy.
Wow.
The city of the day is brought to you by Pedophile. Men, are you in? What is this? Pedophile.
The pedophile.
Men are embarrassed to go out in public with Frito-Lay looking toenail, with Frito-Lay looking toenails poking out of your sandals. Sadly, it's currently considered taboo to get those thick, spiky Edward Scissorhands toes shaved down to a smooth finish by a professional. No one wants to come near those crusty hooves that have been jammed into your pair of black socks for... Okay, I get this. This is a petty... Who wrote this one?
Well, Vic, I think, maybe came up with the original.
You understand?
I thought it was funny.
The petty... You understand the kind of scrutiny I'm under?
Yeah, Vic came up with
gonna
make, all of it.
And that we're going to start making light of this shit? You understand?
I ran it by Doug, though.
I can't... What?
I talked to Doug about it, and he's like, yeah, it's pretty funny, man.
Well, the two of you are colluding to get me in trouble.
Yeah, but then...
I'm going to get the storm coming down on me for this. This is live. I can't go back and redo this, guys.
Stormtroopers?
You got to understand. You can't feed me this. I know it's my fault. I should have read this ahead of time, but this is a disgrace. I apologize. I don't want anyone getting the wrong idea. I don't take this stuff. I do take this stuff seriously, and it's not a laughing matter. I'll finish the commercial, though. So you can feel free to step in the shadows thanks to the Pedophile. The Pedophile is a home toenail trimming and pedicure system that is shipped to your P.O. box in discreet packaging. The Pedophile assures you that no one will have the slightest idea you're taking part in something typically forbidden to men. Now, this is a fucking setup by you. You guys are stabbing me in the back, first with the parrot costume, like I'm some kind of... Like puppet.
Were you afraid of edgy?
You could have
humor?
Gotten a pirate. You could have gotten a vampire. But you make me look like an ass. And now you set me up to say a bunch of shit that's going to get me in trouble with the QAnon crowd. Okay? I don't think it's funny, guy. By the way, this shitty ad. Shame on you. And it's all Vic and Doug and Matt. They're all colluding to put me in danger.
Wes added a line.
And Wes, you too. You've all been ganging up on me this entire year, and I'm sick of it. I don't feel respected by you. I don't feel loved. And so I'm begging you to let me off the hook. Anyway. So we're not gonna we're striking it from the record, Matt. This is not a legitimate fake commercial.
You don't want to give the email address out and the
no, I don't want to give. I am pedophile lover. No, I'm not pedophile. No, .ru. Okay, political stuff there, Vic. You got a lot of. This is a psych op. This is designed to make me to create evidence to when Trump wins. And he starts collecting the Hollywood troublemakers. I'm going to be the first guy on the plane that's going down to Guantanamo Bay. And believe me, I'm not going down there to get a suntan.
I heard the Bay Area is nice.
Why don't we just take it down a notch, okay? The city of the day, for anyone playing the big code, is live from New York City. New York City! Wow. New York. How you doing? Albert Einstein's brain and eyeballs, ooh, spooky, are stored in a safety deposit box in New York City. And the weather right now is raining. High of 56 and a low of, Doug?
51.
Is that right?
No.
I was going to say a little lower, 46.
38.
Oh, 38. Queens.
Fucking queen. Is that me?
Yeah.
Wow.
No, it's not.
Sounds like me, doesn't it?
From fucking Queens.
We could have gone with, by the way, Doyle's Boiled Cream if we wanted a product to goof on. Maybe we'll do that later down the line. All right, how about another costume, Mamet?
Hello there.
Let's talk to Bryce.
Bryce Canyon. It's a big one of the big features of my stand-up comedy, which is something I'm an Bryce, innate talent in. Is I can
How's it going?
Riff on names very easily. Hello, Bryce.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, something's going on today. It's not pulling up the...
Something. Matt says something's going on today like it's unusual. There's a problem. Huh,
all right,
today,
try again, Bryce.
This is a weird one. This is a weird day. Something's not working.
Hello.
He's a Canadian... Testing. He's a Canadian Mountie.
Oh, there we go.
Indeed.
How fun.
I'm
Yep. Just want to say, Vic,
hey.
The portrait of Donald Trump, me and my friend were going crazy last night watching that.
Oh, how wonderful awesome. Is that?
Thank you. I want to say, make sure that it wasn't just me. It was Ben Kral and Oliver Noble from Vice News.
Oliver North?
Oliver North, yeah. We're working together. So it's not all on me. I just want to make sure. Because they spent a long time going through clips of Trump saying what is it, like daddy and billions and billions and billions and stuff, so
I love seeing just like a peek of you in there. Who's just riding the Halloween music? Is that you, Doug?
That's me.
Oh, that's you. All right, well,
turn it off.
Yeah, just
oh,
just
I want to set the mood though.
What mood?
I
thought it was pretty good.
What I think is what I like about this show is we come in real hot. And it means that pace gets intense. It gets ding, ding, ding. It gets intense. Bing, bing, bing. The pace. And then we chill out a little bit, about 10:30, something like that. It becomes a little relaxed. And I think you guys are responsible for setting that tone. But if you want to have a little fun today, you know what? I'm opening up my heart to you.
One day of the year, I can have a little bit of fun.
I'm opening up my heart.
I might need to do a costume change for real. Like I am.
Are you going
to
pass out?
Even if I take the helmet off or the hat off, yeah.
How do I look now? I have a new setup.
How do you like me now? I don't know, Doug. It's...
Can I just get? Can the camera go to me for a second?
How do you like me now? How do you like me now? Well, it looks like you. You know what it looks like? It looks like you've murdered Chewbacca and you're wearing his head as some kind of war trophy. Yeah. Shame on you.
I'm watching a YouTube stream and they're not cutting to me yet. It's like, come
on. Don't watch the YouTube stream. It's very late. All right, Bryce, anything else to add to the conversation today?
I don't know. You guys look stupid.
Are you in
Wow.
Are you in costume? Are you in Canada or are you...
No, I'm in Seattle.
Pretty close, though, you got to admit. I mean, you could get up to across that border in no time if you wished.
I think so.
Not going to win with that attitude. Not even a finalist.
No, yeah, sorry, pal. All right, so let's take somebody else.
Sarah Heath.
Sarah Heath. Sarah Heath.
Can you hear me?
You gotta make a lot of noise.
Oh, we got Tim Heidecker from Dakar representing. Wow. Oh my God.
Look at that.
That is basically the same process I go about to get my beard looking like that. That is terrific.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tim.
Well, that looks a lot worse. Oh, there you go. Let's hear a little empty bottle.
Oh, I'm just starting to learn guitar. I could maybe play it on the piano, but...
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a preference what instrument you use.
All right, well, let me head over there.
Little impromptu concert from the great Sarah Heath. Big fan of the show and a talented musician and artist in her own right. Appreciate her talents. You all set there?
I love pretty music.
I kind of want to watch Vic pass out, if that's possible. That's beautiful, Sarah. Thank you. It's getting a little smashed by the algorithms. It's getting a little crushed, crushed by the algorithm. How about that Tucker Carlson last night? Oh, my Hoshimara. Can you believe
it? You can say anything, and there's nobody cares.
Who's buying that shit? So the story was, he goes to California to interview some Babalu Mandel Babalutsky. Some guy apparently used to work with used to work with Joe Biden's son or some shit. There's some promises made. some kind of backroom, smoke-filled coat room, backroom dealing, some abusing the office, taking advantage of the stature of the vice president at the time, some bullshit nobody gives a shit about. And Tucker goes, well, we've got the documents, like we're in Decker. We've got the documents.
Come on, man.
I got the documents, and I'm going to reveal them on my big show. Well, so happens his producer apparently sends the one and only copy of these documents. Forget the word copy, the master document, the document. No copies, no possible way of making copies. He says, we sent it to from New York to California. For some reason, he's going to, I don't know why he's got to go anywhere to do this report.
He was
report.
In Bob Alinsky's house or in California.
Oh, he's like so Tim Pool. He demands, yeah. demands you're in person for his interviews.
Get a life.
So Tucker Carlson claims, without any evidence, that along the way this documents got stolen through the mail. He says it was like it was either UPS or FedEx. He doesn't identify who was behind this caper.
You're a lamb dog face, Tony Soul.
But boy, oh boy, it's like they could just keep serving this rotten fish to this audience. They can't. They'll just take anything. They'll keep taking it.
You're full of shit.
So they're not going to make any copies of this document. It's super important.
They mailed it before they could have a chance to copy it. It was coming to L.A. so Tucker could watch it at Bob Alinsky's house.
Who mailed it?
Is it the phone calls? Is that what it is?
I don't know. That's the thing. Nobody knows what it is exactly. It's just that, you know, this vague notion that he's corrupt and they have
some kind of
something.
Smoking gun.
Well, if you ever going to mail important documents, you got to make a copy.
They did release, like Giuliani, the creep, did release the the Hunter Biden sex tape.
Oh, really? Yeah. I didn't see that yet. Is it good?
It was a foot-involved
Wait, there's a sex
thing.
Tape with Hunter
yeah,
Biden?
Yeah, But I think, like, the social media companies were able to quash it a bit.
Well, the big tech companies have been suppressing all these stories. That's all they do at night is they pull levers.
Yeah.
Shut it down! There's another one coming in! Shut her down! They're coming in too quick, Captain! We gotta... Hunter Biden
dead.
Is trending!
Dead.
We gotta
dead.
Turn
dead.
Off the spigot! Me a break.
Get a life.
Well, but listen, I'm very nervous. Who knows what's going to happen? We've got I hope everybody goes and votes and have. I voted, and I know the boys behind me have.
I haven't yet.
Oh, you haven't?
No, I haven't mailed it in. I haven't had time to.
You're going out buying, getting me parrot costumes. Madame.
When in doubt, I have a peanut.
I voted,
jelly
but is there
sandwich.
A way to? Is there a way to find out whether it's
if you got
they
it.
Got it on their end?
Why does somebody say, is somebody dressed up as Bob Odenkirk?
Well,
seems
really?
Like a spook.
Well, no, because you're hearing a lot of Bob drops right now.
Bob Odenkirk
fan. Do you want to take another, or do you want to talk to KV? KV's on the line.
Hi, this is Brendan.
And Amanda.
And we're from the World Record Podcast. World Record!
Follow this one step to listen to our podcast.
Here it is. Step one.
We can have lots of fun.
We make phone calls.
How can I help you?
I'm looking for spicy baby food.
You're talking baby food like for little babies, like children?
Yeah, and spicy.
Yeah, no.
Celebrity guests.
Hello?
Is this Urkel?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Drew Carey. Is this Josh Gad?
Oh, yeah, it's Josh Gad. Mm-hmm.
Ted Danson on the line?
Hey, how's it going?
So get out there and listen to the World Record Podcast.
On your tablet or cell phone,
the time is right. Don't you know that the time
is right? We're not really talking about going to the bathroom on the lanes, are we?
Yeah.
KV's early? Well, people don't know when he's supposed to be here, so I'll take a
KV. I said he's on the line.
KV!
I got hairy
tough
legs.
All right.
Get him in front of me. I need to see him badly.
KV, can you say something so your camera comes up?
Can you hear me? I got
good morning, Kurt Vile with us.
Sweet. How do I just see you and not all these other freaks?
Go into view and just go to speaker view.
Well, no. Okay. You got to keep it on gallery and just keep your eye on
you two.
Him.
Now, let's start.
Where is Tim?
He should be in the giant bird costume.
I'm right here. Hello.
Oh, okay. All right, I'm next to you.
Hi, buddy.
If you want to slow dance.
Oh, there he is. Go ahead. Hit me with it.
If you want to romance, find someone who can handle me.
Oh, Jesus. Kurt, are you going to do, are you making fun of me? Is that what you're doing?
No.
No.
You know what?
I love that song.
You know what, man? I, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Is that Chewy?
That's Chewy behind me.
Chewy, is that you? Chewy. Yeah.
Can you see Chewy?
Oh, man, this, I'm like, I feel like I'm tripping right now.
So many people. Can we show some respect to our guest here?
No, I love Chewy.
Shut the fuck up. I'm going to cut you off. Where's
Luke? Luke's crazy. Can't even take care of himself. much less rescue anybody.
I know. That's that whole group of Star Wars main characters are just a ragtag bunch.
Yeah.
Of course, we're rooting for them because we're not rooting for the Empire.
No. Yeah, that's what this is, isn't it?
You know what, Kurt? First of all, my dad called me today and he said, how do I watch the show today? Because I'm a fan of Kurt Vile. Yeah, because I turned him on to you because when he was visiting, I played him that new EP of yours, which, oh, how good is that, huh?
Shit, thanks, dude. Is your dad like a country music fan? Not that it's a country EP, but it is country tinged.
It's country tinged. He likes all kinds of stuff. He likes pretty music. He likes, you know.
Okay, cool.
He's not going to be listening to Tiesto. I don't know what that is either. Or the new, what's his name that we were goofing on the other day with the Vin Diesel, the new Vin Diesel. So I sent, just to make this about me very quickly, I sent you the record Fear of Death like a long time ago.
Yeah, and I loved it then, and I love it now. Did you do a fair number of overdubs on the...
I think what I sent you might not have had any strings on it. We did a pass with a small string a medium sized string section, and then went through mixing and some mastering and stuff. But you were like the first person that I played it to because I had, people were kind of slow about picking up on putting it out and stuff, and you made me feel so good because you like really sent me some beautiful things about it, how much you liked it, and it gave me such a boost of confidence.
Thanks, dude. Well, yeah, you just happened to send it to me. I wrote you some fan mail, but yeah, I even sent it to a couple labels. Not that
did anything.
Turn it back to me again.
You sent it to Geffen and MGM and EMI.
Yeah.
And Asylum. EMI passed. Asylum said no, but I'm such an admirer of yours. I don't. You did send me a nice letter. You sent me a nice fan letter. Like, it was really nice. And you're a fan of this show.
I am. I'm slow on the internet, but thanks to the pandemic, I'm figuring it all out. So yeah, I've been.
And you
I actually don't have that much a problem with that.
You've put out this beautiful video the other day that was pretty. I was surprised actually because. It was you and, first of all, it's you and your family, or your daughter at least, right?
Yeah, two of my daughters.
Two of your daughters. And you did a very explicitly pro-Biden, basically a commercial, I guess, or just a song.
Yeah.
I don't know how you describe it. You posted. Do you ever worry about, do you get backlash from that? Do you have like people that are from both sides, frankly?
I don't care because... This is like the scariest time ever, and nobody in the world is perfect. But the current president we have is terrifying. Everybody knows that. And the people who don't know that are totally, literally getting like attacked by the internet. Internet gremlins, fucking with their tunnel vision, whatever. So. Yeah, I was explicitly saying vote for Biden.
Yeah, and you're in Pennsylvania, and you're like known as like a Philly dude. You've got like deep roots in that area.
I got deep connections here because I have I got a house here and I live in it.
But you're clear, you're a Philly. Your family's like Philly, you're Philly, right?
Yeah, I guess. Aren't you? Or you're
fuck that, dude. I was born in Malibu.
Well, actually, Vic's right. I'm Allentown, which is actually a totally different subculture than Philly,
I know. I can't relate with Allentown.
No. Hold on. Okay, so Vic just getting through his Allentown drops.
I think that's it so far.
But
wait, where's Vic though? Where's Vic from?
I'm He's from not... Bethlehem, like right next to him. Yeah,
dude. By the way, my favorite thing I saw you do, speaking of Trump, was the sock bracket one.
Oh, thanks, man. Thank you.
Got another sock bracket, and it's like the best song in the background.
That's a deep cut.
Like over and over again.
Thanks.
So can I ask you a couple things? First of all, this new EP, what's it called again? I don't even...
It's called Speed Sound Lonely KV EP.
Are they all John Prine songs? I can't remember.
No. That song...
Just the last one.
The first song, called Speed of the Sound of Loneliness, is a John Prine song.
Right.
That's the first song I recorded for the EP in Nashville, like with people who are friends with John Prine, and the studio is called the Butcher Shop, and John had a room next door, and the guy Ferg who recorded it is old friends with John Prine and everything. But anyway, yeah, and then the last song I recorded for the EP, you know, well, I don't know, it was like 4 years later, was another Prine song, and it was with John.
Right.
Over this past New Year's Eve.
Well, how did you connect with John Prine? Did he seek, like, did he know about you, or did you reach out to him?
Well, I just always said I was a huge fan of him, and, you know, in the, like, I was going to play Nashville, you know, and I said I love Prine in the newspaper or whatever. And right. Then my friend Eileen, who works for his label, we've become really good friends, but she works for him, and she would always sort of talk to John about me through, or, you know, she'd talk through her to
right.
me. And finally he, you know, he was aware of my music. We've sat in on stage a few times. He's the very last time he showed up to record the song, and it was definitely not a normal thing to get him in there. I was nervous, and he's like, you know, I love to sing with you, Kurt, as if it happened all the time, which it didn't. So he, you know, he was a true country gentleman. But yeah, then the other songs are not John Prine's.
Is he who's the most legendary artist to have kind of ordained you or kind of shown respect towards you that you felt like, what am I doing? How is this happening? Because I recently got a nice shout out by Howard Stern. I thought maybe you have a similar experience.
That. That was awesome. That's congratulations about that. But in the same day, one time Neil Young, he came up to me. He's like, Kurt, I love your whole discography, man. Keep it up.
What?
And, wow.
Yeah, no, I'm just kidding.
Oh.
John Prine is definitely huge up there, and I don't know, people I sort of grew up listening to in the more, you know, people who were putting out records when I was a teen, like, say, Dinosaur Jr.,
yeah,
Sonic Youth, and all those types, Pavement, Steve Malford, all those people have
approved,
you know, said they're fans, or I've played music with,
right,
I think, all of those people in one form or another.
Do so you go great. Do you do like because you're also like a really great guitar player, do you go and play on other people's records?
Yeah.
I do whatever I want. You just show up.
Yeah. That's gonna be a good job.
Just drop in. Oh, we had Kurt, this is McCartney, we had Kurt Vile come by, you know, he just play a little bit of blues over one of my songs, you know, it was really quite good, you know. I don't know, we didn't end up using it, but we couldn't use it. What if Bob called you and, hey man, I can't stand your music.
Yeah, he would say that. I see your name everywhere, I can't stand it,
I can't tell if it's good or bad. You're like, oh yeah. Man, well, either way, Bob, you know, thanks for listening. I can't tell if I like it. Seems like you don't know anything. No, it seems like you don't know the first thing about music. But that's what I like. Fucking maybe with like your head.
It. Maybe I don't.
Maybe I don't. Yeah, I'm just still trying to figure you out.
That's one of my favorite things.
What are you working on now?
I'm forced to be recording at home and like everybody, and taking it pretty slow. I would like to finish a record out there where you guys are in LA, like maybe in the spring. Like, it's cool to see you over the internet here, but I wish I was in the studio, because then we could play like some music together without it like doing that weird Zoom. If you try to sing together,
we tried that before. I've tried that with people like playing over Zoom, and it's a disaster. It does not work.
I always thought, wait, you know Kacey Musgraves at all?
Yeah.
You know,
I really like her. I like that record that she put out, the last thing she put out. I thought it was really good.
I got super deep into it. And I wasn't expecting it because I thought it was like more like pop country, which it's not. I mean, it's
listen to this. Always early, never late. Yeah, that's exactly great.
That's the song I thought you should cover in sort of like your country, Yellow River Boys.
Yeah, always like, early, never late.
Because it like kind of changed the vibe a little. I know you're like, good in a glass, good on green, good when you're putting your hands all over me.
Yes.
You
know?
How I don't know, it kind of changes the vibe.
How about that new song I sent you? Did you like that? I sent you a song.
I love that song, Buddy.
Yeah, Buddy. I maybe we could do that together when you're out here in L.A. We could do like a little impromptu duet. Or, you know, you're my next wise blood.
I will do it. And I will say, too, that, the first two verses were like perfect. It sounded like finished. And then the third verse, some of the vocals were coming off, but that's okay. We'll tighten that up later.
Oh, please. Yes. Give me all the notes. Oh, and I wrote a third verse and I'll tell you about it later, but it's like a sad song because it's about this guy I knew in high school that didn't make it.
Like literally died or just
he did well it. It's a kind of you kind of mesh things together a little bit. It's like I'm thinking about one guy who was just kind of like a stoner in high school, and then another guy who I was really close with who overdosed and died, and it's come a collection of those. So
oh shit, man,
I think
that's heavy.
What do you where are you drawing inspiration from as a songwriter these days, or like, you know, because lyrically you're so great, but do you get stuck? Are you thinking about what you want to write about? Is this year influencing you? Are politics influencing you?
I mean, politics are always influencing me. My usual reaction to politics for the last 4 years or so, you know, for the last 4 years when we had like a dark periphery, is just I'd just write bummer songs. I wouldn't. I definitely was calling people out in my songs, but I found that I would just take those blatant, you know, political lines out, and it's still sort of political.
Yeah,
because you're bummed out by the state of the world. Yeah, so but you know, I'm still hopeful. I'm not, but yeah, all kinds of things influence me. It's weird when I get put on the spot, but
I know, you know I hate it too.
And Dylan, it's amazing.
Amazing. I hate it when you get put on the spot, and I shouldn't have done it.
That's not what I meant.
What's the worst? Well, like, because you do all sorts of. What's like the question you secretly go, oh God, this again? What is that question that you groan inside when you get asked as a guy doing press about everything? Because it's a little hard to talk about music.
Well, you know, the toughest part with that is they send out a bio for your record. So the first question literally everybody asks you is like just the first thing they read on your bio, whatever it is. It's such a drag.
Yeah.
Like, oh, so I guess you traveled a lot to make this record. Can you tell me a little
like
about that?
Your songs. Yeah. I like when they start with talk about like just you do the job. I'm just talk about your influences on this record.
Go ahead. It's like what got you into music? Yeah.
Who cares? Like
the worst.
Well, it's quite a meta conversation
to
be
into. Do you miss touring?
We have Vic. Vic coming in with a question.
I was just curious. Like, Vic, do you miss touring? And was that like something you enjoyed? Or I mean, I know being in the music business, that's something you have to do. But do you kind of ever wish that you could just stay at home in the studio?
Well, honestly, I don't miss touring at the moment because I have been going relatively nonstop and. There's always offers you get and you just kind of take them until a certain point. And I was pretty much losing my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And this is in a weird way, the only way I could get like a year off or extended break.
Yeah,
I mean, right. Not to say things are scary, and we're trying to work them out and all those things. But I have two kids. Most of you have kids. Does Doug have
most
kids?
Of us. Doug just certainly does not.
Not that I know.
I definitely know. Well, yeah, you probably do, but
one day he will.
Well, yeah, I have a question after this comment.
But sorry, the question was, do I miss it? At the moment, no, I don't, and I really feel like a normal dad, which I've always been a good dad, but like there's something else going on.
I love because I follow you on Instagram and I see the way you and the kids are, and your kids are a little older than mine, but I like that you got them down in the basement playing music, and you seem like a great dad.
Hi, Dad.
I'm a fucking amazing dad. If I ever want to do it, any illegal stuff, it's in my workspace, and then I go home.
all right, Doug, last question for Kurt Vile, then we have to let him go, and I will sign off with Kurt just to let him know how much I love him and appreciate him.
Oh, by the way, quick. You should check. There's another song called Buddies by Bandway. You know that band?
No, Bandway? What are they called?
Bandway? John Worster and Tom Sharpling know these guys called Bandway. They're the best. Oh. There's a song called Buddies.
Uh-oh.
It is so good. Check it out.
I'll have to change the name of our song.
No,
but,
By
the way, you know, I have to ask you one other thing. I apologize. When we were doing the promotion for Fear of Death, I said, you know what I see people do from time to time is you get quotes from other people who make music. And you gave me a quote, and I passed it along to everybody that I thought would be able to do something with it, and it died on the vine.
It was, but let me say the best part was the very end. I said, they say he talks to angels.
Yeah. That
was
the Black Crows reference.
Yeah. You should just put that. Next, if there's like when there's a repress, just put a quote. It says Kurt Vile.
The cover.
They say he talks to angels.
Anyways. Doug, what's your last question for Kurt?
Well, I don't know. I have a couple dumb questions. You could pick one of them. I'll just ask you this. What's the worst song?
What's the worst song of all time?
Yeah, like what song just makes you cringe?
It's got to be Monster Mash,
like
right?
I don't like classical.
Instead of like, what's your influence? It's like, what's the worst, you know?
I'm on the hot seat right now because I can only think of like modern people that are my pet peeves that I can't call out because I'm too much of a gentleman.
You're a nice guy.
Okay, how about this? When you were a kid, what was the first song that made you freak?
Okay. Yeah. Well, okay. There's this record by Rusty and Doug Kershaw. Doug Kershaw made a ton of records. He's a Cajun fiddle player. But Rusty, his brother Rusty, they made records together, sort of rockabilly Cajun records early on. And my dad was always playing this record. And later on, Rusty Kershaw went on to play with Neil Young on his, favorite. People love On the Beach. It's an incredible record. And Rusty Kershaw was out of his mind, cooking up these weed honey slides and making like voodoo music. But anyway, there's this early stuff. There's a song called Bully of the Bayou. Check it out. It's in my DNA. It's how I got that kind of.
Even as a kid, Kurt Vile was like super cool listening to really obscure stuff.
Well, they're my dad's records. It's really obscure. But thanks.
Yeah, I was going to, that made me think of a good question for you. What is the opposite of Kurt Vile? Like, what is the polar opposite musically? Everything when it comes to Kurt Vile. What is
Courtney
that?
Yummy?
Who's that?
Oh, Courtney Yummy. That's pretty good. Like Kurt and Courtney, and then Vile versus Yummy.
Vile. Who's like, Yummy?
Like the opposite of Vile. Like if something is Vile.
Oh, just the name. I thought you were talking about the music.
I was, but Doug goes into wordplay heaven when I said
that. Well, I can respect that.
I would say, I don't know, maybe. Whew, that's. Maybe it's Vin Diesel. Maybe it is Vin Diesel. The opposite of Kurt Vile.
I'm pretty open-minded. So, like, for instance, in a way, something like, you know, like Daft Punk, the songs that Pharrell sings, but that maybe that's the opposite of what I could do. But it's like kind of my favorite music right now. Just 3 years later, I make mixtapes, you know, playlists for my daughters and she wanted that We're Up All Night to Get Lucky song.
Yeah, that's a good song. I like that song. I don't like that Around the World song, though. That's annoying.
No. But like,
you're with me on that one, right?
That was a good song. And then I started playing her mix, and I'd just be playing it over and over in the car, that song. I was like, this is the greatest song ever. You know, I realized that 4 years later.
Have you gotten your kids into good music, though? Have you turned them on to, like, the Band or the Stones or the classics?
Yeah, totally. Good. They love the classics. They love Johnny Cash and Neil Young. They're getting into pop music too. Well, they love Kacey Musgraves. She's not pop, but they love they're really into Kesha now and like certain new Miley Cyrus. I love the new Miley Cyrus.
Did you like the new Flaming Lips? I liked the new Flaming Lips a lot.
I haven't really heard it.
It's good.
Who are they? What are they?
They're an alt rock group. Vic, can you play Kurt that Neil Young? Neil Young's brother?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Do you know about Neil Young's brother?
Oh, yeah. He told me about this song because I play with the band a lot, the Sadies, and they're buddies with Bob Young. Oh, and Bob's like on fire about his song backstage recently. I haven't heard the song, but
it's weird because you hear Neil Young. I hear Neil Young in this.
And it looks like Neil Young in the video, like obviously. But it looks like something's off with him, though.
Yeah. He's Neil's brother, man.
Yeah.
That's got to be quite the life.
check out Bob. It's Bob it, Young.
Yeah, Bob Young. Young Bob. Sorry.
He's a sweet guy.
I like that song. It's
yeah,
not bad.
It's good.
He's no Bobby Valley.
It's no. I love my stuff and I need my things.
Yeah, you could rip that one, right? That's a ripper.
Yeah.
All right, man. I gotta let you go.
All right. Thanks for having me. This is sick.
Hey, I love being sick.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks. I'll talk to you later, Kurt. Yeah. Peace to you. Right. Peace to your family. Good luck. Good luck on November 3rd. Let's turn totally. PA blue.
Yeah,
about that.
Let's do it.
I'm warning you,
Tim. I got that song he recommended. We can get a taste of it.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Rusty and Doug Kershaw.
I'm gonna have to change my outfit.
Of course, I love this. By the way, let's give a shout out to Clayton Kershaw and my Dodgers for winning the World Series. How exciting is that?
Sounds like Cotton Eye Joe.
Hey! 16 years, he won a victory. Yeah. Oh, la 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 la.
Hippin' lives in hippin' down low. That's cool. I don't want to rock it too long. Are we gonna get flagged?
Vic is he's drenched. He's drenched, gang.
Wait, he fully got out. Did he fully get out?
Should we check in with some Zoomer costumes?
Yeah, sure.
We got some good ones in here. Course. Oh, Jeff Stock.
That's
Jeff
weird, Vic. Stock. I'm not hot at all.
Oh, he's switching costumes. I see.
I didn't take my mask off.
Jeff Stock, can you speak up?
Oh, weird. We got the Invisible Man on the line. Oh, God, Doug, look at this. This is spooking me out. Oh, Lord. I'm nervous because Kurt Vile's still in the Zoom. I mean, he's like, you can stay as long as you want, but look at this, Kurt. Say something, dude.
What's your favorite Halloween candy?
What's my favorite Halloween candy? Well, I like Smarties. This is probably my favorite. I always get so excited when I get Smarties.
I like when I get an apple.
An apple?
I like Starburst.
Just a big red delicious.
Starburst
big
is good.
Mealy,
my kids are
red
obsessed.
Delicious apple.
Yeah, that's the sweet apple.
I like Twix. That's my game. It's my game.
That's my game. Never heard you say that before.
Well, when I haul my bag back, you know I'm going to eat those peanut butter cups first.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. Actually, you know what? We were watching the baseball game, and a commercial for Reese's peanut butter cups came on, and little Charlie goes, "That's your favorite candy, Dad." That's how much he knows about me. He knows everything about my preferences.
What does he think about peanut M&Ms? I thought that was your favorite.
It changes. It vacillates. You don't get a lot of peanut M&Ms on Halloween, except you get those little party size bags.
You know
what's
good is the peanut butter M&Ms.
I was
going to say Reese's Pieces are the best.
You know what they should make is like giant M&Ms? Like, you know how they have like one giant M&M?
Like the size of an apple.
Yeah.
I was chewing on my M&M. The giant M&M.
Some kind of like weird big nut.
Jumbo M&M. Giant peanut, like a
just one big
cluster,
peanut?
Or just a cluster of peanuts in there. Oh man, that's a good idea, Doug. It comes in like a big egg,
yeah,
big plastic egg.
What about the Cadbury eggs, though?
Fuck that.
Those are good.
Ugh, too sweet.
Oh, you ever cook them sunny side up? Fry them up. What if anyone ever tried cooking with a Cadbury egg?
All right. Who else wants to talk to me?
Why not?
Like this one's going to make me mad.
With
Cadbury eggs.
Shut up.
Make some noise, kitties.
Hi.
The twins.
It's the kitties of the day. It's the kitties of the day.
Well, thank you. Happy Halloween to you. How cool is it that we have a tremendous Halloween coming on a Saturday? But there's no trick or treat. Halloween's canceled, right?
With COVID, yeah. Gotta be safe. Better be safe than sorry.
Yeah. Everybody, one of you's had COVID, right? Or tested positive or something? No.
No. No, I thought I had it.
Yeah, your preschool that you teach at, somebody got sick, right?
COVID.
Everything's good so far, but we're getting nervous because the cases are going up. And we're in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And cases are starting to go up, and we're nervous.
Now, can twins, can each of you vote, or is that illegal?
We can each vote. We voted yesterday.
So if twins can vote, both of them vote? You don't get one vote for per twin? That seems a little fishy.
Two votes.
I love being.
We should each get two votes.
I love having
a
prejudice.
Four votes, actually.
I like having a prejudice against twins. That's like my one thing.
Twix is a good candy.
I have the coronavirus. That's why I don't have a voice.
I told you I love Twix.
Oh, you did say Twix? That's my number one. I wasn't listening. Sorry.
Peanut butter Twix or
plain
caramel
Twix?
Crap.
I've very much fallen off the wagon slightly with my good eating. Luckily, it hasn't shown up on my body yet because I've been doing those walks too. But yeah, we got the Halloween candy early in the house, and my hand goes deep down in. Walk. Deep down in. And I pick out the Snickers and some Twix, and I put the Three Musketeers back because I'm not interested in Three Musketeers with the nougat.
Oh, I'll take the nougat.
Really?
Do you like hot fudge sundaes?
Anyways, kiddies, thank you for always being here and enlightening our day. I can't thank you enough.
Thank you. I got to get my makeup.
Programming,
I worked really hard on this.
Programming announcement, Matt. I believe we will be live on election day.
Yes, election night.
Election eve, 6 p.m. Pacific, perhaps. Somewhere
That's
around
right.
there. We're still dialing in the details. Don't believe we'll have a full Trinity.
Okay.
I believe Doug will be absent. He's appearing on the Joe Rogan show that night.
with Alex Jones.
With Alex Jones and Kanye West.
They're getting...
What are you doing? Where are you going?
Kyle Kaczynski's going to be on that night too, though.
Who?
Oh, is he?
Kyle Kalinske. What's his name?
On Rogan's?
Bobolinski? Bobinski?
I have a family matter to attend.
Can I do that?
Anybody?
Tim, when there's a Three Musketeer in the bag, I got cat scratch fever because you could call me Ted Nugent.
Trump got the highly sought after Ted Nugent endorsement the other day. Did Ted Nugent get the Medal of Honor like what's his name got?
I'm sure he's been to the White House a few times to hang out in the Oval Office. I don't know if he got a medal yet, but I'm sure it's coming soon. The Q people haven't picked up on the fact that he adopted a young girl when he was...
so he could make love to her?
Uh-huh.
I don't have a problem with
Ted Nugent. She was she was very underage, and he tricked her parents into letting him adopt her.
So those were different times, Vic.
You know,
those were
different days. Tyler did the same trick.
Can you imagine that? Just
they
the
adopted,
effort that
but
go-
they were in a romantic situation.
The
but
effort
adopted?
That must go into that. That's the effort of like.
Wrong.
Sweet
emotion.
What are you telling me? I can't have sex with her because she's not 18. Well, Ted, there's this one weird loophole, but I don't think you're going to want to go. I don't think you want to go through with it. Well, tell me what it is. I'll sign whatever you want me to sign.
Have to become her daddy.
Sickos. There should be no statute of limitations for this shit.
Right.
You should be.
And his whole thing with Courtney Love, too, is not a good story.
Well, we have to take everything Courtney Love says with a
That's
grain
true.
Of salt.
That's true.
I believe. But anyways. Matt is typing to me with some important news.
Courtney killed Kurt.
Speaking of.
It's proven.
Speaking of all things Halloween, we wanted to check in with somebody we spoke to in the beginning of the quarantine process. During the early days, we spoke with a guy from Michigan who was very concerned about the state of affairs when it came to Halloween, and that felt like a long time felt way in the future. But here we are now, days away from Halloween. We're happy to speak to Tim from Michigan. Tim, are you there?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. How are you, sir? Everybody in your family good?
Everybody but me, yeah.
Hello. Oh, no.
Okay. What's the problem?
Well, as predicted by myself, I got too late a start, and I'm absolutely freaking boned.
Oh, no. So your Halloween predictions came true, or you were going to get screwed by the virus because of... Remind me what your main concern was, because I'm kind of... So much has happened since then.
Well, yeah, in your world, not in mine. I've been laser focused.
Uh-huh. And you're still not able to pull it off. What's the state? Because obviously people like in my neighborhood, people are already fully, you know, decked everything out. You're not ready yet? Are you not ready to go with your Halloween display at your house?
Far from it. Got too late of a jump. And let me tell you, what you're seeing in your neighborhood, that's crap. That's not what I'm talking about.
What are you talking about?
My stuff's rare. My stuff's things that guys like me fight over.
Like what?
Like, I mean, just like rare Halloween stuff. Like stuff that you can't just get at Target.
Uh-huh. Like, where would you get it? Like at a Halloween store?
Exactly. A store that's about Halloween and is for Halloween, which were closed. And when they opened, there was too many guys like me trying to get the stuff they need. And it was an all-out war.
And you lost the war.
I didn't come in dead last, but I certainly didn't do great.
Uh-huh. Well, paint me a picture of your house right now. What's happening outside on the lawn?
Okay, so I had to do a little improvisation.
Good. That's always, sorry, Tim, to interrupt, but I always find that sort of, that can almost lead to a better, you know, better situation.
Yeah, it can if you're good at it. God, this sucks. I can't believe I'm saying this. I had to take old Santas and stuff and shave their beards. Shave their heads and turn them into serial killers just to have kind of scary.
Uh-huh. Well, sounds kind of unique, but go ahead. What else?
Everybody can tell they're Santa. If you walk by, they start singing Jingle Bell.
Well, that's kind of neat, though, I think, because it's kind of creepy. It's kind of like, you know, like a haunted Santa vibe.
No, but I made him look absolutely nothing like Santa. Uh-huh. Shaved his beard, shaved his head, took his glasses off, took the red suit on, put on like a gray suit, made him a serial killer. Scary as shit, but then you walk by and jingle bells. This is a nightmare.
I'm sorry. What else do you have? Do you have anything?
You unplug them or take the batteries out?
We got some goblins back behind us here. We could always... Get them out to you.
That's all crap. That's all crap. Everything you guys have is crap.
Well, I'm sorry you don't like it. We like it. What about cobwebs and anything like that? Cobwebs?
I definitely got some cobwebs. I got some gravestones handmade, and I'm putting like funny names on them and stuff. But all in all, because of how I got shortchanged so much, all in all, the haunted house is, I'm not kidding, about 3 seconds long.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you're in and out. You're in and out pretty fast.
So you can go in and, I mean, are you worried about COVID? Because, you know, there's been a pretty significant spike recently. Are you worried that you're going to be attracting people to come in? I mean, it sounds like it's, the positive spin is that people aren't going to be in there long enough to be exposed, but that's not a concern for you?
No, it's 2 seconds in and out. I'm not really concerned. And word is kind of spread that it ain't as good this year.
Oh, really? So there's already bad word of mouth.
Yeah, a little bit.
Really? Well, any last minute sort of Hail Marys you got planned? I mean, you've got a couple days. Anything you want to, any tricks up your sleeve?
Glad you asked that. The little last minute Hail Mary is I'm going to jump off my roof. I'm going to jump off my roof into the top of the thing. When folks are in there, I'm going to fly off the roof. And that'll, if they're not expecting that, and I'm just going to fly off the roof right through the top of it.
Jesus. Are you prepared some kind of safety? I mean, is that something that where you're going to become injured after doing that? Is this like a one and done stunt?
Now, as a kid, my dad threw me around and I had, not in a bad way, he was a tumbler. And he threw me around. So I know how to fall. I know how to fall really well. So yeah, I'm going to get a running start. I'm going to leap through the top of the house. Hopefully I dodge the Santa.
Yeah. But so walk me through that. Just let me dial in on that a little bit. So people are going to come in, and at some point, What is the structure that they're walking into? Is it like a... What's the structure made of, the haunted house?
It's an old nativity set that I repurposed.
An old nativity set. Okay. And are you worried about actually landing on someone as you come crashing through the nativity set?
I hadn't thought about that. I was just planning on just going, you know, just jumping as hard as I could right through. I think that I have it timed out enough that I'll just go right through two people.
Mm-hmm. You'll go right through two people.
Yeah, like split the middle of two people.
Okay, so let's say that happens. You go, that moment happens. Then what? Because hopefully you get more people coming in, and that's sort of, that moment's kind of come and gone.
Right. It's going to take a while to reset for sure. I think I'll just have to space out the times that we go through, because I'll have to reset the roof, because the roof has got real shingles on it and crap, and there's an attic up there where I got a fake cat. So, yeah, it's going to take some reset for sure, but I think it's the only way to up it. I mean, like, I've been screaming louder than I did last year at the end of it and stuff, but
yeah.
You just got to find ways to improvise.
Right. Well, I mean, or just let this one go, dude. Like, just let this one come and go. And, you know, I'm just worried you're going to hurt yourself. Maybe you just take sort of eyes on the prize when it comes to next year is one angle. But I don't want to push you in any direction. I'm just suggesting as somebody that doesn't want to see anybody get hurt.
No, Tim, honestly, if the risk of me getting hurt for flying off my roof into the house is very small compared to if I didn't do this, the risk of my life ending.
Well, dial in on that a little bit. I'm a little confused by that. You're worried that if you don't go through with this, that something negative. You're talking about this as a life-threatening situation? How does that work?
If I don't do this, if I don't get my scares and my smiles, then this is morbid, but I'll die.
You will die by your own hand, or
grief. You know that you hear those stories of like a couple in love, and then the husband or the wife dies, and you know a week later they're dead.
Broken heart syndrome.
Yes, I think that. I think that for sure. So if I don't
dead.
Well,
if I don't.
I don't know, man. It seems like you want to temper your expectations a little bit.
I have a question.
Go ahead, Doug.
Do you get your scares in any other times of the year, or do you just have to get them all in this time of year?
I got to pile them all in this time of the year. Honestly, when November 1 hits, I don't think I'm recharged with the scares and the smiles I got. And I don't think I dive right into Christmas, but now I've kind of screwed all my Christmas decks.
That was going to be my next question. Have you created sort of a deficit problem for you looking past Halloween? Or talk to me about your Christmas experience at the house. That seems like it's in jeopardy.
Oh my God, I've eaten into my Christmas stuff so bad. This is a cycle right here. Now I gotta try and get my Christmas stuff in order, because I've bitten into it pretty harsh, repurposing stuff. I got a Frosty I made into a Frankenstein.
Well, it's too bad. I think it's a good lesson. You know, you got to take what comes at you, and you can't start. Because we do this as a culture, as a country, we sort of live off of debt, live off of, you know, worrying about tomorrow, not worrying about tomorrow to enrich today. And I think a great message maybe that you're showing us through, you know, an example we can try to steer clear of is accept the reality of the situation and don't try to make everything perfect now, because that could affect the future. So I'm worried about you, Tim, I'll be frank. And I hope things go well on Halloween, but let's check in on Christmas, because I feel like you're just digging yourself a deeper hole.
Yeah, at this point, I'm trying not to think about Christmas because I'm absolutely screwed.
I hear you. All right. Well, don't have that attitude. Just look, these are supposed to be fun things, by the way, these holidays. They're supposed to bring us joy, and they're not.
Have you been naughty or nice?
Right. Yeah. But nobody saw this coming, and now I'm behind on everything.
All right. Well, we feel terrible for you. And can we send him something? We had a GoFundMe for Tim going or something, and just, I just
oh my
don't.
God. That would be great.
I think we should try to get your scares in, you know, throughout the year instead of you're building it up throughout, you know, and focusing it on this one month where maybe we could do some springtime scares.
Uh-huh.
Or some like
what do you think about that, Tim?
Easter scares.
I just want to release the pressure valve a little bit for you.
Don't let it build up.
That feels a little inauthentic to me.
I love it. I think you take July 4th and you make that a little spooky. Just put a little edge to it.
I appreciate you guys saying this stuff, but it honestly is not helping.
I'm sorry, Tim. But listen, get some rest. You got a busy weekend coming up. Let us know to make sure. We don't want you to be injured, of course, so be safe. Maybe just go. I mean, I know it kills you, but go to Target and just get a couple... some ghosts or something.
Nah, no can do. I'm already just gonna jump through the roof.
Jump through the roof. Okay, very good. Thanks, Tim. Good luck.
Thank you so much. Happy Halloween.
There he is, Tim from Michigan. By everyone loved it. Everyone's appreciative of your time, Matt. Is it puppet time, or should we talk to a Zoomer?
Let's talk to get a couple more costumes, and we didn't announce the prize.
What is the darn prize?
That orange shirt. Can you reach it, or should I get it? We got to shout out Skinner. We got to shout out Carlos and the gang at We Need Merch. Did a beautiful job.
This is a spooky shirt. This is one spooky shirt I've ever seen one. Thank you to Skinner, my new best friend, who's been a nice, positive force.
Move it to the side, life. Mike's in the room.
Oh, we've got Lobster Elbows, by the way, dressed up as, I believe, Mark Proch from the Oscar special, the living Oscar. If we can... There he is. Yikes. Wow. That is intense. He's got the gold paint and everything.
Lobster!
He even has the tubes in his neck. All right, I guess he can't speak, so...
No.
All right, let's cycle through a few and find a few more finalists. All right, Cody Peck. Cody Peck, say something.
Cody Bellinger from the Dodgers.
What's up, guys? Hey, Tim. Hey, Doggy Vic. Hey, Matt. Hey.
What is this, some kind of video game you're dressed up as?
Yeah, this is a game. It's Back to the Future.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey, buddy.
All right, we'll move.
How you guys doing?
We'll move.
You got something for me specific, or are you just showing off your costume today?
Well, I just been starting to listen to you guys this year for the first time, and I'm falling in love with each of your art. Like, I love everything you guys have been up to.
Thank you so much. Thank you for becoming a part of this incredible family. If you want to become a paying member of the family, go to patreon.com/officehourslive.
He's kind of a Mario Krigler with that beard and the hat. The bean.
I like the name Mario Krigler. has Adam Krigler's channel been, is he still doing it on a regular basis?
I think so. I think he's still at it. I haven't checked. I kind of like blocked all those guys so they don't Krigler. Show
Ice Cream
up.
Cake, you've been waiting patiently.
Hi.
Wait, Mario's gone already?
We got to cycle through. We got to find our
finalists. Got Neil Hamburger here on the show.
Wow.
Hello,
I mean, let's be honest. Adam Krigler is doing better on YouTube than I am. He's got 175 subscribers.
175,000.
But his last video was Philly is Burning.
We got some super chatters
and
here.
He lives in Philly.
Hello, Nicole P.
Oh, Doug's going to do some super chatting shout-outs before we get to our
publisher. Just wanted us to say hello to
Ice
Nicole
Cream Cake
P.
Neil. Sorry.
Everybody. Hello, Neil Hamburger here with a gag for you.
Go ahead.
What did Barbara Sinatra, the longtime wife of the legendary Rat Pack chairman of the board, Frank Sinatra, mutter each night before she went to sleep?
What did Barbara Sinatra, the wife of the legendary Frank Sinatra, mutter every night before she went to sleep?
Frank, come.
It's a deep cut.
It's also a reference.
That's an Office Hours Brendan Walsh reference. Yeah. Very cool.
Tim, you know what I realized recently is that Neil Hamburger kind of sounds like David Lynch. You ever heard?
You got David some Lynch drops?
On a telephone, you will never in a trillion years experience.
Yeah. Like when Neil's doing that kind of like,
when he's telling his long story.
Long story, long form.
But you'll be cheated. It's such a sadness.
Wow. Wait, listen to the end part.
You think you've seen a film on your fucking telephone. Get real.
Get real.
What is that music behind?
It's like a somebody took him ranting about watching movies on iPhones and put the iPhone commercial music underneath.
Calm down, David Lynch. Not every
he does a daily weather report on YouTube. To be, that's pretty good.
You don't have to be
out.
In some smoke-filled movie theater.
It smells so good of all that cheese.
All right, it's time for.
You know what somebody said to me? It was very profound. As we're going through this seismic shift in the way we experience entertainment, it's like,
do you smoke cigars?
Movies, you know, there's a period of everything changes. There's movie theaters, and maybe there won't be movie theaters in down there. Maybe we won't have, you know, like things change. Everybody just calm down about trying to make things like back like they were in the good
seasons,
old days.
They do change. Seasons are changing.
If people enjoy watching a movie on their phone, God bless them. God bless him. Who cares?
Tim, we got to make America great again and bring it back to the way things were and keep it as they were. Never
the good old days. But you back in the June.
Are you saying like Quibi was a good idea though to watch it vertically on your phone? Is that a? It's okay. It wasn't for you.
I don't care about the tech. The technology is neat. Grow and we all can learn. My problem with Quibi, I think, was from knowing a little bit about how it was run, was that the creative choices were all running through Jeffrey Katzenberg.
Right.
And there was a bit, seemed to me, my prediction was that there would be like a level of out of touchness or something. There'd be like a disconnect between what people want and what he thinks people want. Not necessarily the technology of the way the app worked or anything, which, you know.
Katzenberg.
Katzenberger.
Katzenberger.
That's what happens when Vic eats a cat.
But what, I mean, swallows like, what if you wanted to watch with your friends and family, like you have to stare a little phone,
fuck
right?
No, isn't that
like
like
it's, you know, that's, I don't know.
I agree that
it, you know, well, I like being alone a lot, but it's like, what if you, you know.
It was a specialized thing. Obviously, yeah. It's not like, you know, if there's shows on there that, you're right, they did limit the way people can experience that content, yeah. But I think what they would have done is, I think what their plan might have been was, you know, if we made a show or a movie or something on this app, it would live there for a period of time, and then they would license it or sell it to all the other platforms, okay. And then you would watch it with all your friends, because that's what you love
but
to
do. But
by
then it would be outdated, and I don't know.
Look, things change. I mean, when I was a kid, I didn't go to school with guns and stuff, but now today's kids go to school, and there's guns changing.
Very astute.
And people bring their guns to school.
The days go on.
Well, I thought it was neat, because with my stand-up special, I got so many videos of people watching it on projectors or watching it on their big screen, and you know, we just put it up on YouTube. But as people watching this know too, is you could just bounce that up onto your big TV or your projector, or run this in a movie theater if you want. I mean, people are getting it that you don't have to necessarily put everything out the traditional way.
It's nice to have it like in nice format too, because like I used to watch it. For shitty like handheld stuff, I know that used to upset you that people would.
That was part of it, yeah. Like the bootleg set, people like, that were just filming away in the theaters. Yeah, we try to clamp down on that. But
I have a question. Are you gonna do something? Are you still gonna stick with the same set now that you have filmed it? You know what I mean? Are you gonna?
I mean, there's something funny about that.
Yeah,
right?
Just
there's
right.
Something funny about like staying, drilling that into the ground.
Right.
I mean, I don't people have any can real, like sing along with it.
I know. Yeah. I know.
I don't really have any. I mean, nobody has any. Nobody really has any plans to do anything live.
Right.
I wasn't thinking about going out and doing stand-up at all. Mm. I kind of felt like, I don't know, this was the final, maybe I should have marketed it that way. This is the last time you'll ever see me do that character. I'm retiring that bit, but
it's just rock and roll Gary from here on out.
It has been,
damn, I gotta get to the Comedy Store.
It has, let's see what our views of the stand-up special are at the moment. If we've eclipsed.
We must get to our performance.
Oh, yes.
302,000 views of the stand-up special, which blew my expectation. I thought it was just going to be, you know, there's 10,000 people watched that thing after a week. It's like, why does anyone care? But it struck a nerve, and I'm blessed to allow it. All right. Enough of that.
Thank goodness I put you on stage first back in 2006.
And I gave you a nice shout out in my interview with Vice, by the way.
I always try
to credit you.
Yeah.
Let's go right now live to one of my favorite One of my favorite things about being in this area, this Los Angeles area, is an institution we have here, folks. It is the Bob Baker Marionette Theater, started many years ago by a man named Bob Baker. And it was a really neat little theater under in downtown LA, and they've recently moved. I feel so bad because they moved to Highland Park like a year ago, and were just getting up on their legs and just getting just killing it in the Highland Park new theater, beautiful theater. And then, of course, the Trump virus came and just ravaged everybody that tries to do live entertainment. So
I'm a pretty avowed white.
I want to say this: it is my. It's not one of my favorite things of being in the area. It is my favorite.
Wow!
I'm not even joking at all.
I'm a pretty avowed white man.
Vic's into this stuff.
I'm into this.
I like it too. My kids love it. So we have a performance now from the Bob Baker Marionette Theater. We'll speak about it more after the show. Here we go.
I know a dark, secluded place, a place where no one knows your face. A glass of wine, a fast embrace. It's called Hernando's Hideaway. Ole, all you see are silhouettes, and all you hear are castanets, and no one cares how late it gets. Not at Hernando's Hideaway. Ole. At the Golden Finger Bowl or any place you go, you will meet your Uncle Max and everyone you know. But if you go to the spot that I am thinking of, you will be free to gaze at me and talk of love. Just knock three times and whisper low that you and I were sent by Joe. Then strike a match and you will know you're in Hernando's Hideaway. Ole.
Let's hear it for the Bob. Let's hear it. That was, folks, unbelievable. That was live. That was live. That happened right here in Highland Park, Los Angeles. Who am I speaking with there? What's your name, son?
Hey, how's it going? This is Alex from the Bob Baker Marionette Theater. I want to bring out someone very special. We have Dracula.
Let's bring out this amazing, whoa, talented group here. Aha! Drac is with us.
Alex himself. But this is Dracula. He's from 1922. Is so proud and honored to be performing today for you guys. Thank you for having us on.
How can people support the Bob Baker Marionette Theater out there? I know they can't. Can we get these private shows somehow for other people?
Absolutely. Well, Dracula loves blood donations. But if you guys go to BobBakerMarionetteTheater.com, we have a Patreon program, which means monthly shows, the Zoom puppet shows. Right now, we have a stroll through, so you actually can come to the theater as like an appointment only gallery style.
Ooh.
We can see all the puppets out on display. Truly incredible. And then, yeah, everything at the Bob Baker Marionette Theater.com. We'd love to support
it. It is really amazing and beautiful and true art what you guys do there. I've enjoyed so many shows with my kids. I salute you guys for staying in there, doing the work. Vic is starstruck right now.
I really am so excited about it. I seriously go there and I tear up a little bit. I really, it just like really hits me. And it's been so special for my kids and everything and all the music. And just thanks to what you guys do.
Thanks.
We'll see you guys when things open up. But until then, support the Bob Baker Marionette Theater. Thank you guys so much. All the best.
Thank you. Happy Halloween, everybody.
Happy Halloween. Let's do one more quickie, and we have to pick our Halloween costume contest winner.
Yes. All right. Colin All Cars. That's a freaky costume.
Colin All Cars.
You got to speak up.
Hey, you hear me?
Yikes.
Oh, cool.
Wait a minute. This is CGI. Is this not CGI?
What are you talking about? Where is he? I got two comments about your show. First, I got four people to watch it. Simply just by telling them, oh, wait a second, is that Tim Heidecker or Tim Allen?
Arr? Okay.
I used to be our, when I was in an office setting, that used to be our kind of drop, like the boys. If a snooty executive or some highfalutin creative director was walking in the room, we would just blast the Tim Allen growl drop. or the Will Forte, I wet my pants again.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we... Or the Will Forte.
I have this thing, you know, people are talking about the special, and I love my ladies who love the special. There's been a tremendous amount of women writing me saying how much they love the special. But I get these guys who go, "That's so funny, man. I watched this thing. I was laughing my ass off. And my wife was just like, turn that off." I'm like, dudes, you got to get... I smell divorce because there are... plenty of wonderful women out there who are connecting on a very fundamental high and a very high level, and frankly, a really something different, something big, a tremendous level, a strong, very strong level.
Smarter than you ever seen funny before. Stuff.
So, like I feel bad for some of these guys in these marriages where they. I mean, if I didn't think with somebody was if my, me and my wife didn't connect on a level of humor, so that's curtains. That's curtains, ladies and gentlemen. So get out.
Let's get through. A few thanks, real fast because okay. There's a lot of good okay, ones.
Honey, shame on you for using the technology of CGI. Colin.
He fooled me. I feel a little bit. Here, Booby.
Booby. Hi, Boo.
You got to say something and speak up real loud, and then your video will come up. So go ahead.
Can y'all hear me?
Very lightly.
Just yell.
Happy Halloween.
Let me scream. I'm not going to scream, but can I ask a question real quick?
Are you dressed up as Vic?
Yes.
Whoa. Nice.
Yes, Boo, nice. What's your question?
fast. We got to cycle through.
Have y'all heard of OpenAI Jukebox?
Yes. Thank you very much for calling in.
They just called on
all
me.
All right.
I don't know what that is.
Great costume. Thank you, Boo B.
Love that costume.
Bye. One right. more and then we'll pick.
One more? Oh, I got to make it count then. Uh-oh. We had a few. There's another good one. Oh, where'd it go?
This is Vic. He raped, then murdered a woman.
What the?
Somebody sent the parrot of the day drop, by the way.
Oh, my God.
Well done, Vic.
Oh, here it is. Eric Peterson. Eric Peterson has a good one.
Victor Berger.
Hey.
Oh, hello. You're me from the property video.
I'm property you.
Oh, wow.
Which it's interesting. If you Google Tim Heidecker property video and go to the image search, it's just images of like an old place you lived in LA, which is weird.
Creepy.
Let's
do the voting. Let's vote.
All right.
I vote for him.
Well done,
Dick. I'll give you the finalists. We're Logan as the Three Stooges, Sarah Heath as Dakar, Jeff Stock as the Invisible Man, Ice Cream Cone as Neil Hamburger, Booby. I don't know if Booby. And this one.
Wait. What about Vic, though? I want
and Vic, yeah. Booby as Vic.
Oh, Booby. Okay, sorry.
I'm going to say Invisible Man.
Ugh. Victor Berger.
That's who I go for.
That one delighted me the most.
Yeah, that was
I'm
very
going
creative.
Property.
None of these sycophantic Tim costumes.
You know what? Just to get over it, I go with Doug. You've won me over. You've, what's that called? You whipped me, as they do in Congress. Doug. You've whipped my vote.
Doug.
No, the property one's great, too. I mean.
Doug. Well, he's selling it with the background mostly, but.
All right. But these other people went through the trouble of dressing up.
You know what, Doug? Let's
something
do
about the simple glasses just floating.
Everybody but Doug, why don't so we just go? Why don't we go to the Three Stooges
trivia for tomorrow?
That was creative. Three Stooges.
Well,
no.
Is there a way for the group to vote, Matt, or is there no way to tally up like who's?
Oh, find out who won.
I don't want to be.
Hold on, we have
to
deliberate.
To be democratic, you know.
We have to deliberate on this. Find out who won in the after hours, which begins in a few minutes.
Hello.
For Patreon members, patreon.com/officehourslive. Go there now to make sure you get the link so you can watch us live in 10 minutes. We'll go for another half hour or so. Thank you to Kurt Vile. Thank you to the Bob Baker Marionette Theater. Thank you to Tim from Michigan. And everybody else, all the Zoomers, thank you for your support. Thank you for your love, and I cherish you. You are my life! It's time for me to fly away, ladies and gentlemen. Woo!
But others hearing this may find things they would argue. I do not sing what I believe. I always make feel very sad.
Not mine, my friend. They're free to banter.
One, two, three.